This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. An attempt to define the difference between employees and independent contractors turned into one of the most controversial bills of the 2016 legislative session. The legislation met its demise this week. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the issue, though, is not going away.
For all the contention it's wrought in Montpelier, House Bill 867 springs from surprisingly peaceable origins. Back in early March, the legislation passed unanimously out of a House Committee on Commerce and Economic Development that includes six Democrats, four Republicans, and an independent. And supporters hailed it as a sensible solution to what, under current law, has been a vexing question.
How do you tell the difference between an employee and an independent contractor?
That's Ben Johnson, president of Vermont AFL-CIO, and he's among the labor officials who began sounding the alarm after the legislation picked up steam. Supporters of 867 say the bill broadens the definition of an independent contractor in ways that accommodate the growing freelance economy of the 21st century. They say it'll also eliminate flaws in existing law that prevent home builders, for instance, from subbing out work that most people agree should be eligible for independent contractor status. Johnson, however, says the legislation would allow companies to lay off existing employees and bring them back on as independent contractors, thereby robbing them of benefits like health insurance, paid time off, and workers' compensation that come with actual employment.
If the Vermont legislature creates an open door the size of a barn door that you could walk, that employers could walk through to save money and take those protections away, I would not feel very safe about living in that world.
It's hogwash.
Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman has been working for a fix to the independent contractor conundrum for the last 6 years.
This is the only bill, the single bill this year, that does anything to move the economy forward in Vermont, and they want to gut it.
Sherman is one of the four Republicans on the Commerce Committee, and she says employers and contractors alike are suffering from a law that prevents them from entering into business relationships. Maureen Connolly is the executive officer for Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Vermont. She says the legislation offered a needed fix.
This is devastating to small business, regardless of whether you're in the home building industry or any other industry, and it really needs to be addressed.
Like many in the business community, Connolly was thrilled to see the bill pass so convincingly out of committee. But House Democrats came to share the concerns of organized labor, and some businesses began to raise concerns about the impact of the bill on worker protections. The legislation was relegated to a committee dustbin this week. Connolly says Democrats' desire to win the votes of big labor won out over sensible reforms.
And to have that hijacked from the Vermont small business community because of a political maneuver in an election year is unforgivable.
House Speaker Shep Smith says that if Democrats' action on the bill had been motivated by political interests, then they wouldn't have taken the issue up in the first place.
What became clear when the bill was voted out of the committee was that there was going to be significant disagreement within the body about whether it was the right direction to go.
Smith says if workers weren't so reliant on the benefits that come with their employment status, then it might make sense to move forward with the bill.
But when most people get their insurance through their employer, the idea of converting a lot of the people to independent contractors is really problematic.
One thing everyone still agrees on is that Vermont needs to reform its employee classification laws. Smith and other key Democrats say they anticipate revisiting the issue next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.